Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. It is January 20th, 2026, and we are diving deep into the latest Zcash network telemetry. Trinity, looking at the headline numbers today, the volume contraction is notable, but the underlying anomalies are even more compelling.
They certainly are, Neo. Yesterday, we saw volume pushing close to $600 million USD transferred. Today, that figure has cooled significantly to $492 million USD. It's a definite slowdown in overall throughput, but your reference to anomalies immediately makes me look at the transaction fee data.
Exactly. The first thing that jumps out is the continued divergence between our average and median transaction fees. The median fee remains extremely healthy and stable at 0.0369 USD, which confirms the network is operating efficiently for standard users. However, the average transaction fee sits at $1,224.56 USD.
That is a staggering figure, significantly skewing the average. We've seen these outlier fees before, but how does today's extreme input compare to yesterday's?
It's worse. Yesterday's maximum fee was around 1.63 million USD. Today, the maximum transaction fee logged was $1,954,544.87. This is a nearly 2 million USD single fee event. Given the near zero cost of standard usage, this confirms an immense outlier input, likely a catastrophic fat finger error, or potentially a highly specialized prioritized transfer involving substantial capital where time sensitivity overshadowed cost consideration. But statistically, it's a massive distortion of the economics.
So while the network remains low cost and robust for 99.9% of users, we have a statistical signature of a major operational error or extreme outlier event. Let's shift focus now to privacy flows, which saw a stark reversal today.
A profound reversal, Trinity. Yesterday, we logged a positive net privacy flow of roughly 346 ZEC, meaning more ZEC entered the shielded pool than exited. Today, that trend has flipped decisively. We recorded total deshielding exceeding shielding by 292.6 ZEC. Capital is moving back out to the transparent layer.
What does that net outflow signal? Is it profit-taking or a preparation for exchange movement?
It usually implies either immediate liquidity needs, moving funds to transparent addresses for exchange deposits, or potentially a slight shift in sentiment requiring quick access to UTXOs. Interestingly, while the net flow reversed strongly negative, the core usage metric remained stable. Shielded transaction counts dipped only slightly from 231 to 225, keeping the percentage of shielded transactions relatively flat at 3.34%. This suggests the volume of capital exiting was concentrated rather than a broad-based drop in daily privacy adoption. Furthermore, the mean absolute shielded value delta actually increased slightly, meaning the average size of those shielded movements that did occur was marginally larger.
That concentration aspect leads us directly into whale activity. Despite the overall total ZEC transferred dropping from 1.59 million to 1.33 million, the actual number of transactions categorized as whale transactions, meaning large value transfers, actually increased today.
This is the second key anomaly, Trinity. We saw 856 whale category transactions today, up from 831 yesterday. This is counterintuitive. Lower total volume, but a higher frequency of large value movements. This pattern strongly suggests that while retail or medium-sized activity cooled off, institutional actors or large holders were actively transacting.
So we have fewer overall ZEC transferred, but more individual large movements and a net privacy outflow. It paints a picture of concentrated capital reshuffling. Could the increase in whale transactions be related to the fee anomaly?
It's plausible. If a major holder was consolidating positions or executing high-priority OTC trades, which would fall into the whale category, they might be the entity responsible for that nearly 2 million USD fee spike, mistakenly or intentionally. High-frequency whale movement coupled with a major fee error suggests high-stakes, high-speed execution was attempted by one or more major market participants.
That ties the data points together neatly. To summarize the January 20th metrics, overall network throughput declined, but the integrity of standard usage remained strong, evidenced by the stable median fee and steady percentage of shielded usage. However, we must monitor the continued severe anomaly in transaction fees and the concerning reversal of the net privacy flow, indicating a short-term liquidity push out of the shielded pool, likely driven by high concentration whale activity.
Precisely.
The core infrastructure is robust, but the capital dynamics are signaling aggressive, concentrated actions from the largest holders. We'll be watching closely to see if that negative privacy flow persists into the next reporting cycle.
Thank you, Neo. That was a highly insightful breakdown of the Zcash network metrics for the 20th. Join us next time on the Zcast podcast as we continue to track the flows and anomalies.